back listening to Radio OPERG, and we are joined with Mohammed from the Muslim Students Association at the University of Toronto, St. George campus, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's been going on in the last week. And OPERG has signed a press release with the Muslim Students Association stating that we condemn in the strongest terms possible the acts of apparent terrorism recently perpetrated against innocent civilians in the United States. So we're going to talk about those attacks. And Mohammed, just to start with, I was wondering if you would speak to the what the climate has been like for the Muslim community in Toronto since the bombing.
First of all, in Toronto itself, it hasn't, at the University of Toronto campus itself, it hasn't been that bad. Mm-hmm. We're fortunate. I think perhaps it's, I'm probably guessing that perhaps university students are more mature and they might have some people might have extreme thoughts or ideas, but in terms of acting on them in violent ways, that hasn't been seen at this campus mm-hmm. yet so far, and we hope that won't happen. In terms of the general public outside, we've been hearing just stories about incidents on subways or mosques being sprayed with graffiti or defaced. And even in Montreal, there was a firebombing of a mosque in Montreal. I mean, sorry, in St. Catharines as well. So in terms of that, I think it hopefully will quiet down after there's a lot of public awareness and education around issues of tolerance and racism in general.
And what about internationally? Do you know what the effects have been internationally since the bombing? Or?
Well, I'll lead off from in Toronto. First of all, like we've many mosques and Islamic associations have advised people, especially who are visibly Muslim, that mm-hmm. wear like hijab, or the women who wear scarves, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to stay as low key as possible. Only go out if necessary, or go with someone that you know. So in terms of the international scene, Muslim countries have been, I guess, afraid of a military backlash, especially the ones that the United States has deemed as terrorist-sponsoring states. And especially Afghanistan, there's been a lot of refugees fleeing the country just out of fear that their civilians, their innocent civilians, that have nothing to do with these acts, mm-hmm. Will be targeted.
I was wondering if you could just, maybe for people who are unaware, if you could just speak to what Islam says about terrorism, because I think there are a lot of misconceptions out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, Islam itself, the term Islam, is derived from an Arabic word which means peace. Mm-hmm. Another definition could be someone who submits, a Muslim is someone who submits, who follows Islam, so it's derived from that, who submits to God in a peaceful way. Mm-hmm. So, right off the bat, Islam does not advocate violence against innocent civilians. But however, Islam is a realistic way of life because it does provide ground of rules for war, if there's a war, to defend yourself or your people. And in those rules of war, it's mentioned that you cannot attack women, children, innocent civilians or bystanders, or even you cannot even burn down fruit-bearing trees or destroy crops, things like that. So it's only between military forces those rules are in place. And so Islam itself does not condone terrorism or killing of innocent civilians at all.
And what about the term jihad? I think that's, I mean, it's a term that's sort of used in the media. Mm-hmm.
Well, that term has been misused a lot mm-hmm. because jihad is a very broad term and includes the main definition of it is a struggle. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly used in the Muslim world as meaning an inner struggle with yourself to come closer to God, to struggle to become closer with God, and a peaceful way of life. But however, jihad also is a struggle. It can be defined as a military struggle to defend one's way of life, to defend. So the media has only used the latter term in a military sense, but it's mostly means a struggle in any sense, but a struggle to promote a peaceful world.
What can people do, or what are people doing to cope with the climate in Toronto and internationally?
Well, as I said, in Toronto itself, we've been advised to keep a low profile. But in terms of international, in Toronto, there's been many movements to have rallies. I just went to one yesterday at Nathan Phillips Square. So in terms, I've been very glad to see many diverse people from the Canadian public come to support tolerance and anti-racism.
And what can people do if they want to get involved, if they want to lend support?
Well, they can. There's many forums going to be taking place at University of Toronto.
Yeah.
There's going to be one on September 20th at Convocation Hall. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about the time. If you find out, you can advertise that. But it's organized by the Arts and Science faculty. I know Oprah has been doing a lot of work, and other groups have been. So if you just get involved with that, or if you want to get involved with the Muslim students, if you're Muslim, you can go to our website and contact us. Our website is www.utoronto.ca/Muslim.
Great, and if you want that information repeated, you can call us at 946-7000. Thank you very much for being here.
You're welcome.